discussing about national culture. Tanzania, East African country known for vast wilderness areas, is a complex modern republic comprising over 120 ethnicities. The most cultural institutions are in Dar es Salaam, a small port that was Tanzania's capital for 10 years. The two measures of national culture are power distance and collectivism. Tanzania has a high score power distance, which means that people of this country know everyone's place on the hierarchy. The most characteristic for this hierarchy is that the perfect manager is considered a real dictator. According to low score, Tanzania is a collectivistic society with solid connections based on loyalty, trust, and rules, be that a family or a working group. Based on the issues found in the case, it needs more for the foreigners to balance somehow what they want to achieve and what they need to do. In my opinion, Jones is a proper person for this position. He does not need to be replaced. But it's not enough to accept rules and rituals from other cultures, so it's also needed to be aware that in this country it's based on respect and shame. This can bring you also loyalty and caring from the people of that country. Being very, very confident and delighted, Jones is giving proof of arrogance, but still being at that stage when he needs to grow up and he needs to be aware that sometimes respecting others is respect for yourself. A DEM project can change and improve people's life through multiple activities in different areas as fishing, agriculture and aquaculture. So once finished the project, the reservoir would be a potential permanent reliable source of water and sustain wildlife population at the World Heritage Site.
I'm Monica. According to King and Lully 2016, organizational culture is defined the way things are done and values held within the organization. Culture shapes how people think and behave. Moreover, performance and the commitment can be increased by implementing graces of the subject by managers and the organizational leaders. Decision-making is the first difference between East African and the West countries. It can also be praised process as Tanzanians are not direct in the communication style. This presents exposed values of middle layers of the culture based on the Shin's 1985 definition model. Formal and informal organizational structures and other aspects define people in Tanzania to attain desired objectives. Tanzanians have strong feelings of the national pride, confession, and discipline upbringing, however commonly seen in public friendly. Moreover, based on the Hofstede Insight research in Dunglingens, is a challenge in Tanzania society, with a low score of 38, have tendency to cynicism and pessimism. According to Mumford, 1993, a good team has a high score. By implementing characteristic of effective team and rise individual awareness based on Dill and Kennedy model, 1982, Tanzanian low-risk process culture can be improved by implement work hard, play hard model by Jones, which can increase slow feedback and the performance within the group. Further research conducted by Quinn and Cameron 2011 framework value indicates that Tanzania presents more flexibility-oriented internal maintenance, focused as family-like clan stable, enforcement by the rule mode. Case study presents HG company controlled by the hierarchical stability business structure. With a high turnover and a questioned reputation, HG company is required to change focus from incremental control to individuality collaborate long-term change.
I'm Natalie. Unlike Western leadership styles, East Africa would be considered to have a paternalism leadership style, embracing the community as if it were extended family, hence why people are more likely to be employed as a result of family connections or who they know. Job roles being matched to an individual's abilities and skill set as and when required. In return, employees would be expected to show a level of gratitude and devotion to employers. Jackson 2016. Western leadership style, on the other hand, would be classed as Anglo-Saxon, demonstrating lower power distance and uncertainty avoidance. Having a number of rules, regulations and policies in place, as well as an intensive, lengthy recruitment process with an individual competitive approach. However, the most suitable candidate will be also selected. Factors such as loyalty to the organisation would not be taken personally and nepotism would not be a major issue. Browries and Price 2015. Corruption continues to be a major issue across East Africa. as a whole, inclusive of Tanzania. As a result, people frequently tend to make monetary payments to officials to ensure business ventures proceed without complications and are successful, Lewinchi 2017. However, according to Lesotho 2002, corruption is not especially known to be a major problem within Africa, and consequently, prosecutions have taken place in order to deter international business-related interests from believing this to be a normal practice. With an individualism score of 25, Tanzania would be regarded as a collective society and has a low score compared to Western counterparts, such as the United Kingdom scoring 89 and the United States scoring a higher 91. Hofstedsinsights.com. Research conducted by Globe suggests that there can be a strong link between national culture and the type of leadership chosen by people. Cultural values and practices show that East Africa tends to have more of a traditional approach to matters, such as tribal rituals, unlike the Western world, which has more of a contemporary business approach. House et al., 2002.
Irina, hello. This case study describes the changes in the behavior of Mr. Jones in Tanzania due to his fascination towards the culture of Africa. However, I identified the problems of communication and negotiation between the company, intergeneration, and Mr. Jones along with the citizens of Tanzania. The behavior of Mr. Jones along with other managers showed the basic culture difference that they have with the local of Tanzania. However, this change in behavior of Mr. Jones was one of the biggest concerns of Mr. Steinberg. Furthermore, I also identified that the main problem was the lack of communication and negotiation skill between managers and Mr. Jones. On the other hand, with the help of some theory, such as Hofstede's six dimension of culture, communication accommodation theory, and face negotiation theory, these problems can be mitigated. As per the view of Bugels and Wells 2018, the theory of Hofstede would help in understanding the difference in culture along with appropriate ways to mitigate culture difference in order to increase the efficiency of the work environment. After assessing the entire six dimension identified by Hofstede, it can be said that Mr. Jones was fascinated by the community of Tanzania, which allowed him to mix with them easily. According to the works of Pitts and Harvard 2015, communication accommodation theory assessed the change in the communication pattern of an individual with respect to the individual being conversed with. In order to mitigate the problems of communication and negotiation, it is necessary to create an open communication channel, along with assessing the requirement of the locals would help the hydro generation to negotiate in better terms. Furthermore, there should be a team building session within the company in order to enhance the skills of the team working with the team along with making them familiar with each other.
My name is Ioana. In the case study of hydro generation, there are some issues regarding human resource management and motivation that have been identified. Here, the main problem was a lack of cooperation between different organizational functions of hydro generation, thus because the common problem arising regarding organizational culture and normal methods of operation. In this context, it is necessary for proper management to set up a coordinated work environment where employees can work efficiently. On the other hand, motivation has been another issue in this context, as John was performing unethical practice by him, offering bribery to the local employee to increase the speed of work progress. In order to resolve this problem, the Maslow needs of the hierarchy theory of motivation can be applied by management. This theory focuses on the basic five needs of individual that needs to fulfill to motivate the employee. According to King Hill 2015, the five needs are physiological, safety, love, belonging, self-esteem, and self-actualization needs. Those needs help the management to understand the issue of employee and to motivate them by fulfillment of needs. This theory is beneficial for both interpersonal and intrapersonal variation in the behavior of human being. This theory is dynamic in nature as motivation is represented in this theory as a changing force that is changing from one level to another level of needs. It helps in keeping the workplace environment safe and coordinated. In contrast, according to Alsh Memory et al. 2017, Herzberg theory of motivation focuses on two factors. The first is the situation when employees feel good and the other is when employees feel bad. It helps the management to identify the factor that can satisfy the employee and assist them to eliminate the factor of dissatisfaction. By using this theory in hydro generation, management can create an environment where employee can be motivated to work. This can help the company to make coordinated working environment among employee and help the management of hydro generation to focus on the needs of John to avoid unethical practice by him.
I am Christina. Agile's theory of motivation mainly reflects the practice of management that can give an impact on individual employee behavior and efficiency prosperity. Lloyd and Mertens, 2018, stated that, according to theory, there are some developmental factors that be improved by the right management practices. Human resource management of Hydro Generation can eliminate unethical practices of Jones and also improve the coordination with employee by utilizing this theory. Relating this issue, human resource management of Hydro Generation can utilize Vroom's expectancy theory in order to eliminate such issue. As opined by Lloyd and Mertens, 2018, cognitive theory of motivation stated about the relation of basic notion about effort, performance, and reward. It is important for the human resource management of Hydro Generation to presume the behavior outcomes of the employee can be influenced by exerting pressure. The case study of Hydro Generation highlighted another problem of the less integrity among employees. There is the isolation of workers in Tanzania, where Jones was staying in a complete isolated area from another management employee. It is the result of the negligence of management of the company and also the result in a situation of the demotivation. As stated by Miner 2015, Adam's equity theory of motivation stated that if employees are treated in an unbiased way and also provided by what they deserve, considering their effort, will motivate them. According to Ryan 2016, in especially put pressure on creating a fair, unbiased work environment for employee. Hydro Generation management can incorporate this theory in order to eliminate the issue of demotivation in management. The isolation of Jones and another employee reflects an unbiased nature persisting in the management practices that is against the equity theory. In conclusion, it would be recommended that anyone considering work abroad within the East African continent be familiar with the country and culture and might be suited to those who have more of an extrovert personality. People should not be encouraged to participate in non-ethical ventures in order to succeed. However, there are transferable skills and practices that can be incorporated from both leadership style to benefit working practices and to complete projects professionally and successfully. This brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you.